Hello, everybody. I'm Alex Stanko from Colstan & Associates. I am a personal lines insurance agent, and we specialize in helping clients make it stress-free and offer them the proper protection.
This is an exciting segment with Alex because we're talking about something that's very personal to me. I'm a client of Alex. I have two small kids, and I thought, I have two kids that are of driving age, and I thought that this would be a great topic because I sit with all my friends and we talk about it and how expensive car insurance can be, actually astronomically expensive car insurance can be when you have two young drivers. And when you have two, not just one, in the same household, it could really put a stress on you. So when I was talking to Alex, he had mentioned a program that he had, and he's going to tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, so the biggest gripe right now in New York State is the auto insurance and the rates that, companies are charging. As an independent agent, my job is to make sure you have the right coverage, but if I can save you a few dollars along the way, it's a win-win for everybody. But now for my new drivers, that's we see a lot of new drivers. After the pandemic, people couldn't get their license. They had to wait. It was prolonged. So they're becoming new drivers now during this time. So what we did was at Colstan, we reached out to our insurance carriers and tried to find a way that, you know, we can help the new drivers and maybe give them some discounts or some credits on their policies. And what we were able to do was if you're, you know, you're a homeowner or auto owner policy, and you hold a policy, what this will allow you to do is put your kids, if they're drivers, on that policy. They now have credit or they have history of insurance.
Even if they never drove before. So, okay, I have a 22-year-old male. Right, in my house. He's been driving since 2017, so he's driven a little while. He's been driving for a little while. He went away to school, but he needed a car for school because he was out of state. He drives a Challenger, which I wasn't sure, does that matter? It doesn't matter, but I'm just going to give you the scenario, right? So he started driving first. He was out of state, but he was on my insurance.
Okay.
Okay. My insurance went from $286 to $771 a month.
That's
adding him onto my policy.
Astronomical.
And when we spoke with the agent at the time, they said it didn't matter whether, like, they priced it for me because I was on the fence. He got a scholarship, so I was like, all right, he got a scholarship for school, so I'm going to give him a car. He's going to need a car down where he was going anyway because transportation, there's no mass transportation like we enjoy here in New York. Right. So I wanted him to be able to also come home.
Absolutely, as a mom.
Right, as a mom. So when we priced it, they said it didn't matter, which I was surprised whether he drove a Toyota Corolla or the Dodge, you know, Charger. And I didn't know that that was a thing. I thought it was because of the car that it might go up. They were like, no, that's not real.
Right, and the best way I usually compare this to is think of a credit card. You know, when you first open up, maybe they give you a $500 limit.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pay off that credit card, you start to get a larger, you know, limit. Maybe it's $2,500. Insurance works very similar to a credit card. You know, you start off, you get insurance, and you build that credit or that history with the insurance companies.
Okay.
And now with the program that we're looking to put into place and we have is taking that credit score, you know, if you had your child on the policy, they're going to be able to qualify. They get special discounts. It looks like they've been insured by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they sit there for about 6 months, maybe a year. And then after that, it opens it up to a larger pool of insurance companies. So, you know, being that they're able to open it up and you get an opportunity to save money right off the bat for these young drivers, that's everything. You know, why put the money or the premium into a company's pocket when maybe you could put it back into your own as the client?
That's true. How about grades? Does that matter? Does it help any
Absolutely.
At all? I don't know.
Yeah, so when underwriters are underwriting insurance policies, it's not just punching into the computer and you get a price. There's rhythmic or systems behind there to make you understand or help you get the pricing. And if a student is good and they're getting good grades in school, most companies these days offer a discount. And it allows them to save some money for being a good student in school, working hard, showing that you follow through with your responsibilities.
Oh, that's great information. That's really good. And now my daughter's coming of age, and she's going to start driving. So I'm going to have a third car. Now, again, she's going to be driving. he's driving and myself. So doesn't matter what type of cars. How do I get the best rate? Obviously, I do own a home. Is there any benefit or Let me jump in. Right.
You know, when you look at an auto policy, if you are a homeowner by itself, they don't bundle the policy. We're not talking about changing your homeowners. But if you are a homeowner in general, most companies give that as a discount. Now, if you go and you get that policy quoted, the home with the auto, you know, you're able to bundle them together. And both your home and your auto, you see a savings on them. So that really, that helps to bring those premiums down. It allows customers to save a few dollars, but not sacrifice the coverage.
What's the difference between, I heard you mention bundle, and then
the B
I
word.
Heard, right, the B word, and then I hear the U word, umbrella. What is it? How are they different?
Yeah, so when you bundle a policy, it's taking one company and giving them maybe your homeowners, your auto, if you have a motorcycle or a jet ski, a boat, and you bundle them all with one company, they start to give you discounts. Now, your umbrella policy, though, that's going to protect you. It offers liability.
Oh, okay.
So your umbrella is just more coverage for you. Now, when you go and you bundle the home, the auto, maybe a boat policy, you start to see that the discounts stack up so high that it makes that umbrella, I'm not going to say free, but it really knocks that price down and it justifies buying the umbrella.
I understand now. Thank you. I always thought like the umbrella meant that I was putting all of my, toys into one policy, but it's not. It's just added coverage with the bundle.
Absolutely.
Okay. I got it now. Well, here is a really fun story that I love to share, if you don't mind. So I'm on my block and Leo had just started driving and he was driving like a maniac. And I was like, oh,
oh
God, right? And what happened? But my neighbor says to me, I hope you called Al and Alex from Colstan because they really helped us because his son started driving 2 years ago and he moved to New Jersey and had to get a car and the same thing because he was in Princeton, which is really outside. There's like no mass transportation at all. So he really needed a car. And I was like, no, so you're making your little way through my neighborhood, which is great, right? And what is really nice is that it's a referral from a friend.
That's where, I'll tell you the truth, we'll backtrack a little bit to your story, though. You know, being that your son was in New Jersey and he was living there for some time, you have a couple options. You know, you can get a policy for him based out of New Jersey. And being that we're licensed in multiple states, even though we're here domiciled in New York, you know, we do service New Jersey, the tri-state area, Connecticut, and all the way down to Florida. You know, so we're able to find ways that maybe other states, if they're living there, they could save some money that way too.
And you're located right in West Babylon. And I didn't, at the time when he came, I didn't live too far. I was in Lindenhurst. So my neighbor was the one who told me about you. So you're making your way from West Babylon into Lindenhurst and now into New Jersey. I love it.
And that's our goal. You know, we are insurance agents and you know, as a broker, as an agent, you have different roles or responsibilities to a policy. And my goal is to really help people. It's to maybe save the money, but really make sure they have that right coverage in place. And if I can go from home to home to home through neighborhoods, you know, I would love to because I'm offering a good service and something to protect them.
The one thing I was nervous about when he told me was that, oh, no, I'm not going to have this big name cover me. But I didn't understand how it really worked, right? So you actually helped me get a policy that is with a very large company, right? Like Travelers,
right.
Which, you know, is everywhere.
Absolutely.
But when I have something happen, like just like, you know, Leo was at the diner and a car forgot to put the clutch, his emergency brake in. So that car rolled back and hit into his car. I called you and I said, Alex, what do I do? Do I call Travelers? But, you know, like what happens? And that was on a Saturday.
Yeah. You know, that's what we try to do. You know, we offer that service. We're the barrier between you and your insurance company. So if you do have an accident, you pick up the phone, you're calling Alex, you know who you're speaking to. To us, you're not a policy number. You're a person. You know, if you want that new car on a Saturday, maybe corporate America might not move as quickly. And that's something I can drop what I'm doing to help my clients out. That's what makes us a little bit different. And we offer that white glove service.
Well, I really appreciate it because I was so nervous, right? He was a young driver, first time accident. He wasn't even in the car. I don't know who's liable. I don't know, people say all sorts of crazy things when they get in accidents, you know, and he was so nervous. The guy came running out of the diner, got in his car and left, right? But Leo, thank God, when he saw it, he had pulled out his phone to take video.
That's
of
the best
where,
thing to do.
Yeah, so we had that, and, you know, we were able to get in contact, and the parents were very nice, and they helped out, so that was great. But another young, nervous driver who didn't know what he was doing. So
right.
To be able to cover these young people, it's really important because they don't always, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is a lot of times people in insurance, they always say, we're going to protect your assets. You know, today, maybe you have X amount of assets, and tomorrow you may have, you know, a few more or a few less. So, you know, a lot of the younger drivers, what we're seeing is they want to come in and purchase like a state minimum coverage. And that's just not adequate for New York State. And, you know, if you do hurt somebody and, you know, if you do happen to put them in a hospital and they can't work because you've hurt them, you're obligated to pay. You know, you have to pay their salary. You have to pay the medical bills. And this is something insurance would cover you for. So you don't want to be working every day to pay someone else's paycheck. You want to be working to make sure that you're protecting yourself for today and the future.
Right. The one thing I really like is that I can call you because I'm a single mom and it's nerve-wracking for me. So to know that you guys are there and I can pick up the phone and call you, or I text you when I have questions like, hey, you know me, I always read articles. I'm like, hey, I just saw something. I'm like, can I get a discount on this or whatever? And you're like, no, that doesn't apply, Lisa. Hey, I tried. But I love that you answer me, you know, within like the hour. I don't expect, you know.
Yeah, but that's, you answer me that's right the approach away, which we is take. Great. You know, we try to take that approach that I'm going to get you all the discounts I can today. And sometimes this sounds hard to believe, but when you max out the discounts with an insurance company, by law, they can no longer give you any additional. So I've actually had clients, I said, you know, hold off on taking the defensive driving class. Let's wait a year. Let the policy renew. It'll go up a little bit. But then once you take that driving class, it comes back down and you might be in a better spot than when I met you the first time. Or maybe it did go up a little bit, but it helps to, you know, that
strategize.
Inflation. Yeah. You know, strategizing your insurance policies is very important. You know, we try to do things with inflation right now, trying to help our clients. You know, most companies or most people think, oh, auto insurance is 6 months and that's it. It renews after that. You know, but companies offer a 1 year policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I quote you today, you know, the price is going to be one thing. And then at the end of the year, when you get to maybe your renewal term, your policy is only going to renew just that one time in a year. But if you have a 6 month policy,
right,
it's going to renew halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. And that gives the insurance company an opportunity to raise your rate. Let's say you get into an accident the second month you buy the policy. And in 4 months, now they can surcharge you. But if you had a 1 year policy, they can't surcharge you until the end of that policy term. You know, so that's how we're trying to help our clients, you know, maybe paying policies in full or buying a 6 month policy.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's really just a way to, I guess, beat the inflation and not have to pay more money in the long haul of the big picture.
So not only are you super, super friendly and always easy to speak with and you take kind of the stress out of insurance for me, but you're so smart and you share so much knowledge. And I really appreciate that because you really are completely transparent. You don't often see that in insurance.
Yeah.
Honestly, you don't.
I know. That's the hard part about the industry. I find that if I educate my clients and I help them, let them really know what they're choosing, what they're, want to purchase, you know, it's harder for them to leave me. Because I've equipped them with the information, the knowledge, the tools, and so that they know what to look for in their policies. And when they do get quotes, you know, they know, hey, you know, maybe Alex added this coverage, but they removed it here to make it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
My clients know what to look for. So I believe in educating and really an open book. So you have the best choice for yourself.
Well, thank you for helping me.
My pleasure. Thank you for trusting us and allowing us to service the insurance.
All right. So if you have young drivers like I do, I definitely stress that you call Colstan and Associates. They're located in West Babylon, right on Sunrise Highway, and go for the stress-free insurance.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to being able to help out these clients.